come out. The gentleman from Anchorage, Muldoon, beautiful Muldoon, talked about the difference that we're not talking about a hardback. We're talking about paper. And that's what I'm talking about. I could care less if it's in a hardback. As a matter of fact, you're going to need one steel box or something to hold that. I don't know. When you take it out, all the papers are going to fly. So it don't matter. That don't sell me that it's not a hardback this year. 2 years down the road, we might have a hardback. We mentioned the Federal Register, where at times when I'm interested in certain parts of it, the LIO office knows my pet interest, you know, from the federal government, and a gentleman there has Martin on the list on certain subjects. So I get those from the Federal Register. The main problem is that by the time you get the journal, and if we mislead people, by the time you get that, the facts are already over with. The journal is of no value except for historical purposes to see what people might have done. I think the gentleman from downtown Anchorage made a very good presentation on the legal timing, notifications, and things like that, and they're very important. The subscription that the gentleman from Muldoon mentioned, well, the code and the register now used to be, it was sold at the beginning on the idea that people will pay for subscriptions. And then we found out, well, John Dukes may not have enough money. So they did repeal that, and I would suspect very much that we'll repeal any subscription price, because there's always someone that said, I'd like to have that journal, but I cannot afford it. And then the very important part that the gentleman from downtown Anchorage brought up, private versus public. All of us receive private reports of analysis of laws, bills that are in the hoppers right now, and some law reviews we get, and so on. I very much feel that they are doing an adequate job for the people who are concerned what legislators do. Some of these other things I've noticed is that the governor sent out, compiling all these things every day and every month into one book, is done by divisions, and that's all it's necessary. To make one major journal of it just blows my mind. I don't think the fiscal note is right. The gentleman says $62,000 for this year here, but the one I saw, I don't think there's a House version of it. I think there's a Senate version of it. Is $90,000 for implementing it, and then it goes up to $1.2 million, I think, for next year. I may be wrong, but I stand to be corrected on that, and that's just for next year. And all that handled is staff, internal staff. Has nothing to do with distribution and publication.
Representative Hurlburt?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I've been looking around the room here, and I've been seeing some individuals fall asleep here. And I just wondered if someone would enlighten us, more unastute individuals here. Is this a good bill or a bad bill?
Representative Furness?
thank you, Mr. Speaker. Let me probably clear up some misconceptions. First of all, it's a bi-weekly journal. Now, realizing that the state of Alaska, I believe, is some three-fourths or some large size in comparison to the rest of the United States, I doubt very seriously that this journal would be any larger than the Federal Register if you consider all of the business that the many representatives in Congress produces and the President of the United States produces. So I don't see that as a big, horrendous piece of paper. Secondly, Mr. Speaker, which when I mentioned hard copy, that is, there is to not to be any paper publication of this document during the two-year period of time. It is accessible through computer at the Legislative Information Office. If I may just very briefly address the comments from the representative from downtown. First of all, it somewhat disturbs me, gives me, I guess, a cause of concern when the representative from District 13 and the representative from from downtown somewhat agree on any piece of legislation. But, Mr. Speaker, in the State Affairs Committee, there was some discussion that should this be a government document, a private document, and it was generally felt that during the pilot program period of 24 months that it would be the state of Alaska's initial input in it to try and bring this thing together. But indeed, after that period of time, it should go to the private sector on a bid basis and then have the document compiled and available on a subscription basis. Having to do with the newspaper, this document in no way repeals the statute requirement that proper notices be given in the respective newspaper. This is simply an additional source. There was some concern of the sunset provision. The initial bill had 18 months in it, and I believe in State Affairs we amended it to extend the life of this to 24 months, and it was felt that that was sufficient time in order to bring this information together under one umbrella. Having to do with the fiscal note, I have one here dated June 1st, 83. The personnel cost is $62,000. The total cost of the bill appears to be $90,000.9. Doesn't show any requests for 85, 86, or 87, simply 84. So to my knowledge, that is the only cost to it. Now, the question, is it a good bill? Well, needless to say, all of us have to make our own individual mind of that. I still contend here that having a centralized location that one may be able to get this information, it's published on a bi-weekly basis, so therefore the question of age of the document is not a particular concern. It is a digest of what's happened in state government over the last 2 weeks. It would preclude a person from having to accumulate all of the newspaper, we speak of papers, and trying to compile that. It's a one-stop source of information. It is a pilot program to determine if this should indeed go to the private sector or perhaps the government maintaining it. But is it something that should be sustained over a long period of time? In that respect, Mr. Speaker, it is a good bill.
Are you ready for the question? Question is, shall the House State Affairs Committee substitute for committee substitute for Senate Bill 132 pass the House? Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Clerk may lock the roll. Do any members wish to change their vote? Representative Barnes? You have to punch the button, Representative Barnes. Clerk, may take the roll.
19 yeas, 17 nays.
The House State Affairs Committee substitute for committee substitute for Senate Bill 132 has failed to pass the House. Representative Clarkson?
I'd like to give notice of reconsideration of my vote on Senate Bill 132.
Notice of reconsideration has been given by Representative Clarkson for his vote on House Bill 132. This brings us to the end of today's calendar and to unfinished business. Is there unfinished business to come before the body? It's been, I did intend to deal with the limbo file today under unfinished business, but it was pointed out by one of the members in the Democratic minority that at least from his point of view, he'd like to have until Monday to look over the further look over the limbo file and discuss it in caucus. And I think that's what we'll do. We'll hold over until Monday. If that still gives us plenty of time to get the message to the other body, if we establish any conference committee. So we'll hold the limbo file until Monday. Is there further unfinished business to come before the body? Announcement of committee meetings. Special Representative Phillips.
Mr. Speaker, on Monday at 9 a.m. in the Bell's Room, there will be a Republican Minority Caucus.
Representative Furness.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Monday at 9, there will be a meeting of the House Labor and Commerce Committee in the Burns Building, Room 210.
Do you have an agenda?
To talk about interim considerations.
Special orders. Representative Flood.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like the privilege of the floor to speak on mending fences.
You have the floor, Representative Flood.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. As we gather here this morning to pick up the pieces and make an attempt to bring this legislative session to a productive conclusion, I'd like to take this time to make several pertinent remarks. Unlike past legislative sessions, This particular one has had more challenges in terms of declining oil revenues, freshman legislators, a new administration, and many political upheavals. While the sun may be trying very hard to shine on our endeavors today and in the coming weeks, we find ourselves shrouded in heavy cloud cover with the prospects of deepening lows when we return home to our constituents. In view of all of the events of the past few weeks, I would like to ask that you, Mr. Speaker, and that my fellow colleagues consider some wisdom from a famous, courageous individual. The courage of life is often a less dramatic spectacle than the courage of a final moment, but it is no less a magnificent mixture of triumph and tragedy. A man does what he must, in spite of personal consequences, in spite of obstacles and dangers and pressures. And that's the basis of all human morality. You may remember him, he was John F. Kennedy. Today, or I should say toward the end, when we're all judged by the High Court of History for whatever offices we hold, we shall be judged by the answers to four questions. The first, were we truly people of courage? Were we truly people of judgment? Were we truly people of integrity? And finally, were we truly people of dedication? I believe, Mr. Speaker, that those questions are important ones for each and every one of us, for every voter in our state, and indeed for every Alaskan who aspires to political office. This House leadership, I'm told, has declared a truce with the other body so that we may finish the people's business and go home. On behalf of the people, I request, Mr. Speaker, that this truce is one of honor, and more important than that, one of truth. Thank you.
Further special orders? Representative Barnes? Excuse me, Representative Vasquez, you wish the floor?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, I request the permission of the floor, or the privilege of the floor, to speak on space.
You have the floor, Representative.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I would just like to give some recognition to the United States NASA program, because as of Monday, I believe, Pioneer 10 will leave the solar system. And for those of us who like to keep up with those kinds of things, it will be the first man-made object to leave this solar system into the unknowns beyond. And I have a telephone number if you want to listen to the Pioneer 10 in the solar system. It will work just fine. Thank you.
Further special orders? Representative Zaroff.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. May I have the privilege of the floor to share with the body a piece of correspondence from a...
You have the floor, Representative Zaroff.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I know there's been some discussions at times there whether citations mean anything to individuals, and I would like to share this piece of correspondence, or part of it, with the body. I think it's sort of addressed to everybody, and it was for a citation that we had passed a while back there, commending an individual for his contribution on the local school board and the state school board association. And it reads, as I quote, "I am deeply flattered by the honor extended to me by this session of the legislature, and more particularly to the four of you who requested the recognition on my behalf. Having been in Alaska all my life, I feel a great sense of concern for our state. This sense was intensified as I had the opportunity to travel on last year's fall campaign trail." And then there are some personal paragraphs. "And once again, for your thoughtfulness and consideration are greatly appreciated." And that's from Stan Balso, and that I share that with the body, Mr. Speaker. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative Zaroff. Representative Fritz.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Yesterday, there began an exodus of people from this building without whom we could have accomplished nothing. Some people think we've accomplished very little, but I would like to call attention to this body, to the pages and the staffs of all our offices, without whom, speaking personally, this would have been a dreadful ordeal indeed. I miss them, and I appreciate all the fine work that they did for every one of us.
Further special orders. Representative Barnes.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move and ask
Unanimous consent, the House stand in adjournment until 10 a.m. Monday, June 13th, 1983.
Is there objection? Hearing none, the House stands adjourned until 10 a.m. Monday.